let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, one of Chicago's most beloved institutions is turning 100. The original Rainbow Cone has been serving generations of families since 1926, becoming a true Chicago summer tradition. The iconic cone features five flavors, sliced and stacked: chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House, pistachio, and orange sherbet. It is a classic. And to talk about it all is third generation owner, Lynn Sapp. Hi, Lynn. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, David. How are you?
I am great. You know, congratulations on a century of Rainbow Cone.
Isn't that amazing? I think that's just amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, what I joke with friends that owns businesses and restaurants, and they're third generation, they're like, you know, third generation really sometimes screws it up. You have knocked it out of the park. You really have.
Well, you know, it wasn't easy, and I made a lot of mistakes, but I just kept going, David. I just kept scooping. And you learn along the way to all the other family-run businesses and trying to pay the bills and make a buck. And I said my biggest mistake was not writing down the goofy stories, you know, of all of the things that, you know, the deer running towards the store where we have a line, and he came from the railroad track. And he made it across Western Avenue, one of the busiest streets in Chicago. And it was like processing that the deer coming toward my window. I have people in line. What do we do?
Yeah, these are the stories that you have to write down. But tell us the history of Rainbow Cone, like how it all started. Who in your family? How did it go?
Well, the 9233 Southwestern Avenue location was a dirt road in Chicago when my grandparents, Catherine and Joe, started in 1926. And they started, remember, there was no bank, so they started in a shack. They bought the land across the street. The store was originally one story, and that's where my dad was born around. They lived in Bridgeport and took a old car over. Mm-hmm. And my dad was three when the store opened. And he grew up with it, as did we, and they kept going through the depressions, the war, you know. I mean, can you imagine opening a business and going right
during that time? Right, yeah.
Yeah. And ice cream was formal. They had, you know, adults working there trying to make money. So now it's a teen-based, younger person's game. Before, it was adults. And they wore white dresses, and they had white shirts, and it was very formal. Because if somebody gave you a dime or 12 cents for a cone, which was the original price, that dinner was a dime.
Yeah, you're grateful. Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
Right. So that was a real treat, and that's why it's so emotional with the generations that have come through our lines, because it's memories, and people were in hard times, and, you know, that treasured memory of coming with Mom and Dad and Grandpa, and then today, just taking the time of the hectic schedule to stop in and have a cone is huge.
It is. You know, when my daughter was little, and we live in the Northwest Side, I remember she said, you know, these Rainbow Cone is like, we got to get that for my birthday. I'm like, oh, okay. And I had to go to the South Side. There was only that one location to go get it. And now you are everywhere. That was the most brilliant move you did, collaborating with Bona Beef. I mean, you're all over Chicagoland.
Well, that's thanks to them, David, because I was a one-woman show. And yes, I had fabulous people working with me, and I did not do it alone. And I say thank you to all my fabulous employees over the 32 years I had it. But, you know, Bona had the experience to take it to a whole new level. And that comes with new technology. Sure. I mean, registers and getting it on DoorDash and Gold Belly and putting it in a truck. You know, that was way beyond my
But still.
And, I had to step out of the way, and yet the young people take care of it, and I'm so grateful for them.
But that's part of the decision-making process, too. You could have said no, very happy doing what I've been doing, like my family has for years, and this has just exploded. And it's also the fact that I can see your ice cream trucks all over town. I was looking at tomorrow, you know, you're going to have an ice cream truck at the Shedd Aquarium from 11 to 6. You've got another one 11 to 6 at the Brookfield Zoo. You got another one at the Randolph Street Market from 10 to 5. And this one I love, the Mount Prospect Block Party. You will be there from 4 to 11. But your trucks, I see them all over the city.
Well, we are doing a raffle for our party on August 9th. So if you're a Rainbow member and a online, then you get one ice cream free. It's BOGO for August 9th. And we have a spinning wheel that if you come in, they're going to give great prizes of product, you know, merch that's 100 years. But also the grand prize is a truck coming to your house or your location.
Love it.
Up to $1,000.
That's awesome.
It's a huge prize. And everybody's very excited about that.
Huge. Well, and you do, you're doing a collab with a partnership with the Museum of Ice Cream as well. So it's running now through August 3rd, which is National Ice Cream Month anyway. But there's a whole exhibition there.
It is. And it has our history up. And they have, like, my grandpa's original spade that, like, he created. And they also have a movie, like a little movie going, and this is the brilliance of the BONA team, of people who have never had a rainbow, never seen it, and they're eating it for the first time. And it is so much fun to watch because I am so emotionally tied.
Sure.
A lot of rainbow patrons are emotionally tied, but it's so great to watch them eat that cone. And then we have acknowledgement to my Catherine and Joe, my grandparents, Bob and Jean, and my siblings, who are Kathy, Tom, and Bob, because there were four of us working in the store. And, you know, it's nice to see the history up, and they have a picture of the fabulous cone. And you can get little rainbows. They give little rainbows to people who have never had them.
I love
and
it. Love
I can't
it.
Believe that a lot of people haven't had it, but they're out there.
Oh, no, they are out there. And you're doing something with the White Sox, winning inning. If the White Sox score in the fourth inning, eligible fans can redeem a free small rainbow cone, which is cool. But explain to folks, so it's chocolate, strawberry, pistachio, orange sherbet. Explain to folks what Palmer House is.
Well, it's an ice cream sherbet combination. So the top flavor is orange, and then it goes into fruit and nuts. So it's pistachio, and Palmer House is cherry walnut, and then strawberry, and then chocolate. And it's sliced on a cone, so it looks like a little rainbow. And it is great when you the orange cleans the palate, and then all of the flavors go up and down. And Joe, my grandpa, created it. He really worked hard at that to make sure, and it has worked for 100 years. And then Catherine was the businesswoman that made sure that they handled the money right during the Depression and kept everything going.
Love it, love it. RainbowCone.com to find out where to find those trucks and where they're going to be next and all the 100th anniversary celebrations. Lynn Sapp, thank you, and congrats on a century of sweet treats from Rainbow Cone.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lynn. We'll talk again soon. All right, take care.